Buses going through Public Square on Superior Avenue would save a minute or more travel time compared to going around, according to an independent consultant's traffic study. Joe Calabrese, general manager for the Regional Transit Authority, says a separate security study did not find an increased risk of a terrorist threat.
There was no greater or less risk in terms of a terrorist event if it was open or if it was closed. I think the one major point that's important in that is the plan always was, when there was a major event around Public Square, that it would be, at that point in time, closed to RTA buses and secured on the perimeters.
But the city says it hasn't received a copy of the safety study, and based on a one-page executive summary, the city is not convinced its security and mitigation concerns have been adequately addressed. Commander Harold Pertell is Cleveland's in-house homeland security expert. He's scheduled to meet with RTA and the study consultants on Wednesday afternoon.
It would be irresponsible to move forward and just open the square without addressing any of those potential threats and our vulnerability, and without discussing any mitigation strategies.
RTA faces a $12 million federal fine for violating the terms of a grant agreement if Superior Avenue isn't open by February 21st. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Annie Wu.